This is an ongoing discussion for patient Corey Howell. Data service is 8/27/2024. And the date of birth is 5/21/77. Data service is 1/6/2024. The patient comes here for ongoing pain in the neck, mid back, and lower back to the tune of 9. Both tailbone areas are hurting. He also reports of numbness and tingling of both hands and pain in the left wrist due to the pollicis fracture. Some pain in the left chest is reported. No radiation of pain is reported to the upper extremities or lower extremities today. He was found to have a blood clot in the right leg when I had referred him to the hospital, and he is currently on Eliquis. His primary care doctor is another Dr. Sharma, and his epidural injections are on hold until then. An MRI of the cervical spine showed myelomalacia of C5-6, for which he has been referred to his neurosurgeon. Overall, the pain he reports is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 10. The patient does report 80% improvement, and kindly review the records for the ADL for system review that he and additional issues and substance abuse and a compliance plan. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 131/80, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit of 8/15/2024, dictation number 0901-025. Patients provided with Percocet 10/325/12 hours and for 30 tablets for 15 days. He is also provided with Trazodone 100 mg at night, as he complained that he was not able to sleep. He can take either Trazodone or Ambien. He has been advised about it. He is also advised not to take the pain medication very late in the evening. He is advised that he should take first medication at 8 a.m. and the second dose will be at 3 p.m. Other than that, the patient is stable. His EMG for both upper extremities has still not been received. Records from the neurologist has not been received. He's also seen a psychiatrist. No records have been received from them. He was referred to a pulmonary specialist for pneumothorax follow-up, and no records. He's also going counseling. His he has had done 2 epidurals so far, and he is being on hold for getting the other epidural injections for want of the Eliquis to be put on hold. Thank you. His labs have been reviewed and maps have been reviewed. Thank you very much.